This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him for everything and every opportunity that we have. Secondly, I want to say that it is a humbling honor and privilege to join not only your community, but the team of leadership that you have, such as your Imam Nadeem, Sheikh Yasir Qadi, Ustad Bashur, and everyone that makes EPIC what it is. When this was first presented to me, you know, I've been asked by many, many communities as I travel, you know, it's kind of a thing, why don't you move here and stay here with us? And I always just kind of shoved them to the side, because for the past 12 years, I've had more of a global vision of trying to share Islam with as many people as I can humanly do so, while Allah Jalla wa Ala gives me the ability, and also help as many Muslims come back to practice their religion as I can do so. But I've also learned through the past year, with all these gray hairs popping up in my beard and two pretty serious surgeries, that I'm not as young as I used to be. I'm still young, but I'm not bulletproof either. And global travel does take its toll. So it seemed to me that when this was brought forward, not only had I come here and fallen in love with EPIC because I saw the ingredients here to make one of the greatest communities in the United States of America. And I'm not saying that just to hype you guys up. I'm saying that because I've been to so many communities in the United States in the past 12 years of nonstop traveling all around this country. And I've seen some amazing communities, but this one has some uniqueness about it that I believe can put it on top of anything else that anybody's doing in the United States. And for me, that was what I was looking for if I was ever going to decide to leave the cold, frozen tundra of Minnesota. It was going to be for something that I could be of a benefit in that community, as well as achieve the goals that I've been doing for the past 12 years, which is help people learn about the religion of Islam and help our youth understand that they do not have to choose between religiosity and worldliness. That they can have a very good blend, that you can be a Muslim and you can be cool too. That you can be a Muslim and you can be relevant. That you can be a Muslim and you can be with it. That you can be a Muslim and you can have fun. You know, these are things our youth are not being properly told or not being properly taught. And so they're choosing one of two ways. You know, they're either choosing to become a Muslim and think that their life is going to be boring for the rest of their life, or they're choosing to leave the religion altogether. And that has become a very frightening, I don't need a Pew Research poll to tell me that Muslims are leaving Islam, or the Yaqeen, who does amazing work, mashallah, to tell me, because I've been dealing with this for years and years and years now. I've had so many parents come to me and tell me that their children have left Islam. I've had so many youth come to me and tell me that they're having doubts about Islam and having doubts towards atheism. And it's almost to the point where it becomes overwhelming for me to even be able to respond to. So I see it with my own two eyes. So my overall vision, inshaAllah ta'ala, so I can keep this short and sweet and simple to the point, is what I laid out in the khutbah yesterday. Is to help nurture the seeds that we have been planting in our youth, to help have a next generation that we can feel safe about leaving, in control of the masajid, in control of the Islamic center, in control of the da'wah, in control of keeping Islam going for the next generation, for their children and their children's children. That is the goal for me, is that I don't want to have traveled the globe and been on almost every continent except Antarctica. And I'm sure if Antarctica becomes inhabitable, we'll be there. Muslims will find a way to be there and we'll probably be the first to try to inhabit the place. But I don't want to have done all that and then leave this world, not left anything behind that is going to carry on after me. Because everything is about pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the chase for hasanat, the chase for good deeds. And I saw that as an opportunity here at EPIC, unlike any other place that I've ever been invited to stay at, where I believe I can fit into what's already happening and then enhance that, inshaAllah ta'ala, to help the outreach go out, to help the community around EPIC know that EPIC is an open door center that is here to help and service the community, not just to proselytize. Da'wah is not all just about proselytizing and shoving Islam down people's throat and tell them that either accept Islam or you're going to hell. The da'wah is about servicing humanity. Servicing humanity, being a service to humanity, is servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's something a lot of masajid have not come around to as of yet. Realizing that if you have a center like the beautiful center you have here, that should mean that the community that is around this center should be better because of this building. It should be better because of this building. The neighborhood, the neighbors, the churches, the synagogues, they all should be able to be a better service to their community because of us. That is our job. Our job is to serve humanity. That is service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is outreach to me. The da'wah is first and foremost, of course. We want people to accept Islam. We want to call them to tawheed. That is the principle of da'wah. But along with that is the outreach, is to service the community, to help the people around us. And I've talked about that at this very table, about helping the poor, helping, you know, the people who can't help themselves, helping the homeless problem, helping, you know, with alcoholism and drug abuse and all of the things and societal ills that we see going on around us. This community should be on the forefront of leadership in tackling those issues in Plano, Texas. And that's something I hope to help initiate and keep going and push forward, inshallah. And with our youth, I don't see these two things as separate. When it comes to youth and outreach, I see them as intertwined and one and the same. Because it is the youth who are going to take the torch of outreach for the next generation. They are the ones that have the energy. They are the ones that have the knowledge. They are the ones who have the willingness. They are the ones who grew up in this society. So not only are they Muslim, but they are truly indigenous Americans, understanding the American experience like I understand it. So insha'Allah ta'ala, my goal is simple, to try to be of service. To try to be of service, to try to help where I can help and be of benefit where I can be of benefit in the areas that are what I call my lane. I'm a person who likes to stay in his lane. The things I know are what I stick to. And that is helping other people understand the religion of Islam, helping people understand how Islam can be a benefit to them, because that's been a huge problem I've seen in the da'wah of the past 10 to 15 years, is that we are telling people the arguments about why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists, we're telling the arguments about why Islam is the truth, but we're not teaching them how Islam can help them. We're not teaching them how Islam can make society a better place. We're not teaching them how Islam can make your society better economically. We're not teaching them how society can eradicate poverty. We're not teaching them how Islam can eradicate alcoholism and drug abuse, all of these societal ills that everybody wants to get away from. We're not teaching them that Islam has the holistic solutions for these problems. So even if we convince them that Allah Jalla A'la exists, we convince them that Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam exists. I've had many people, many, too many to count, who have told me that they have been given da'wah and they believe in Allah and they believe in the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, but they do not believe that they need to practice Islam in order to better themselves. They just believe if they can believe, they should go to heaven. No, we need to teach people how Islam holistically makes society a better place. So that is the goal, inshaAllah ta'ala. And our youth need to be involved in that. They are the ones who are going to take that torch. So I plan to, inshaAllah ta'ala, blend the two together. And also bring our youth into this building, because they want to come into this building. Not because we've had to bribe them, or, you know, we've had to drag them kicking and screaming like we've all had to do all of our children at some point in time. But because they want to be here. They feel like this is a place where they're listened to. They have a voice. I want to give our youth a voice. I want to give them a voice where they can feel like they're represented and they feel like their needs matter and their issues count. I also want to be able to give our youth a safe space to where they feel like they can come here and not be judged and not be stigmatized. But they can come here exactly how as they are. Exactly as they are, as long as they're willing to try to improve upon themselves and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then come. We are here to help and to service you, insha'Allah ta'ala. That is my goal, is to be a simple, humble servant to the youth and to the da'wah and to the community around us, working with other faith leaders, working with other civic leaders to help the community as it stands today. That is our goal, is to leave this world a better place for our children and to leave our children better for this world. That is the simple goal that I have, insha'Allah ta'ala. To try to leave Plano, Texas better than when I found it when I came here, and try to help our children, as I have children of my own, as better people to serve the world when we're gone, insha'Allah ta'ala. It will be my honor, and as our dear President Jawaid said, As soon as I find a place, I'll be coming inshallah ta'ala. So if any of you in the community have connections to real estate properties and things of that nature, please let me know what it is. It is daunting task to try to move across country and find places when you live somewhere else. So if you have any reaches on that, let me know. And as he mentioned, I am born and raised in South Carolina. I grew up around race cars all my life. My youth was watching my uncles out in a garage and out in the backfield, where they would put together the most rickety drag cars that, you know, were not safe in any way whatsoever. And they would not have passed any SFA standards or SFI or any of that. NHRA, they would have been banned off all of that. And then take them to the drag strip in Pickens, South Carolina, and just drag them down the thing and watch them fall apart, and then spend the next week putting them back together. So I've always had that itch in me to tinker with cars to try to make them faster and louder and stronger and more powerful. And that's just gotten exponentially easy in the last 5-10 years. So I am someone who likes to tinker with fast cars. I have one of my own, alhamdulillah. So I like to tinker and play, and that's why I like a garage, so I can do it on my own. It's better when you've done it with your own two hands. I'm an avid sports fan. I'm a Clemson Tiger. I'm going to let you know that right now. Hold that against me if you want, but I was born and raised in Greenville, which is a 30-minute drive from Clemson. I went to all of those games growing up. I am a diehard Clemson Tiger to the day I die. It's been very hard to be a Clemson Tiger fan for most of my life because they really were terrible. The last championship they won before recent, before 2015, was 1981, and I was only 1 year old. So, but now I can be proud to be a Clemson Tiger again, inshallah. NBA, I have no team. NFL football, I have no team. I am willing to support the Dallas Cowboys, inshallah. I do have some favorable leanings towards Houston, just because of their quarterback, just because of Deshaun. Because he is an amazing football player, an amazing human being. I had the chance to meet him. He's from Clemson. He's from Clemson. Of course he's good. Dabo has his stuff together out there, man. So I love sports. I play basketball myself. I think if I'd have been a foot taller, I could have been drafted, inshallah ta'ala. So I look forward to embarrassing some of our youth on the basketball court once my health is fully back, inshallah. I do want to try to offer a lot of, you know, programs for brothers and sisters when it comes to physical activity, because our youth are lazy today. We don't do enough. And also trying to teach our youth life skills. It's not just about teaching the deen. I want to teach them how to live successfully in their life. A lot of our youth, especially our boys, mashallah, from the age of like 15 up to 25, they don't know how to do anything for themselves. If they were left alone with no mother, no wife, no nothing, they would starve to death in a week. They wouldn't know how to wash their clothes. They wouldn't know how to cook. If all the fast food shut down, they would not survive. If their car broke down on the way from here to Houston in the middle of nowhere, they wouldn't even know how to change the tire. You know, this is the unfortunate reality of our youth. They've become very, very babied. So I want to try to teach our youth some life skills. They don't know how to manage credit. They don't know how to do anything. So we want to try to put some real life skill training in for our youth, inshallah. So teach them how not only to be productive Muslims, but how to be productive people and make them ready for taking on their own family. You can't live with mom and dad forever, inshallah. You got to get out in your own. Sometimes you just got to kick them out of the nest, just like birds do. They'll fly or they'll hit the ground. They'll figure it out. So these are the goals that I have, inshallah. I have a long list of things written out. The board has seen them, inshallah. There's some things that I'm going to be instituting in the next couple of weeks to months, inshallah. And I will be down here regularly, almost every weekend, until I find a place to get moved, inshallah. So I look forward to being with you guys. I look forward to being back in the South, alhamdulillah. It's been a long time coming for me to get back home in the South, where I can have sweet tea and barbecue, because none of that is available in Minnesota, and it drives me absolutely up the wall. You can't, you ask for black eyed peas in a restaurant, they just look at you like you have no sense in Minnesota. So I'm very, very, very happy to be a part, and I hopefully, inshallah ta'ala, Allah makes it beneficial. If Allah doesn't accept it from us, then none of it matters anyway, and I look forward to working with the amazing team you have here. Barakallahu feekum jami'a, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.